Greetings and welcome to another edition of the 5-Minute Audio Dvar Torah. This week's Parsha is Parshiot Vayakel Pikudei. It is a Shabbos Chazak in which we conclude the Sefer of Shemot with Chazak, Chazak, Venit Chazek. And we also read the Parsha HaChodesh, which means that Rosh Chodesh is coming, which means that Nisan is coming, which means that Nisan is coming, which means that hopefully and speedily in our day, the Geula is coming. I'm going to give a very quick, brief Dvar Torah from the opening pasuk in Parshat Pikudei. The opening pasuk to Parshat Pikudei reads as follows. It says, Eile Pikudei HaMishkan Mishkan HaYidut Asher Pukad Al Pi Moshe Avodat HaLeviyim Biyadi Tamar Ben Aharon HaKohen. Rashi explains that the word Mishkan in this pasuk appears two times. Eile Pikudei HaMishkan Mishkan. And he suggests that this is a reference to the two Batei Migdash that were built and then destroyed, and God willing, speedily in our day, the third will be built. And there is an explanation that the reason why the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed was because Moshe Rabbeinu was not allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael. Had Moshe Rabbeinu been allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael, there would have been no Avodah Zarah performed or committed in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, by extrapolation, we can understand that the two Batei HaMikdash were destroyed because Moshe was not allowed to enter Yisrael. And it is explained that there is a remez to this in this parsha, because it says, Eilef Kudei HaMishkan Mishkan HaYidut, those are the reference to the two Batei HaMikdash, and then it says, Asher Pukad Al Pi Moshe. Now, what does that mean, Asher Pukad Al Pi Moshe? Really, it means that they were commanded by the mouth of Moshe. However, the word pukad can also come from the word nifkad. Nifkad means to be lessened or diminished or taken away. And therefore, one can understand that these two Batei Mikdash were taken away al pi Moshe, by the mouth of Moshe. What does that mean, by the mouth of Moshe? By the sin that was committed by the mouth of Moshe. What am I referring to? I am referring to the sin where Moshe Rabbeinu, by the May Meriva, when he was supposed to speak to the rock and instead hit the rock, he said, Shimuna Hamorim, Hamin Hasela Zeh Yotzi Lachem Mayim. He said, will this rock give you water? And it was on account of his harsh speech, which he used with his mouth, that he was punished by Hashem not to be able to enter Eretz Yisrael. And now we can understand the entire picture, that on account of the sin that Moshe Rabbeinu committed with his mouth, he was punished not to go into Eretz Yisrael. Because he was punished not to enter Eretz Yisrael, Avodah Zarah managed to manifest itself within Eretz Yisrael. And because of the Avodah Zarah that took place in Eretz Yisrael, the two Batei HaMikdash were allowed to be destroyed. So this pasuk is a remez to the destruction of the two Batei HaMikdash that can be accounted for because of Pukad Al Pi Moshe. They were taken away because of the mouth of Moshe, the sin that Moshe committed with his mouth. Wishing everybody a very good Shabbos, Chazak, and of course, a very good Rosh Chodesh and Chodesh Nisan. Good Shabbos.